From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. The Biden administration announced a once-in-a-generation investment of $20 billion toward climate-smart agriculture in February. Today, the Gulf States Newsroom's Danny MacArthur reports on efforts to combine those practices with environmental justice.
I'll give you like a layout of our farm. So we have our greenhouse over there.
It's early in the rice-growing season for Jubilee Justice Farm in Alexandria, Louisiana. And Miles Gaines is showing me around.
This plot right here is a acre and a third where we do our more experimental hand scale stuff.
We're walking through rows of what looks like grass in the greenhouse.
And we'll be transplanting these over there.
Gaines is the head of innovation and experimentation here. Think of him as the rice expert.
Delmati, just somewhat similar to basmati. This is jasmine rice, and then this is HB1, which is my favorite. It's like this black sticky rice.
Jubilee Justice is testing a different system of rice growing. It uses less water while producing more rice and protecting the soil. The Black Farmers Rice Project teaches black farmers how to use that system and farm in more environmentally friendly ways. They work with several farmers across the South, which means they are learning what kind of rice will grow in a lot of different soil types. That matters because agriculture is one of the primary sources of greenhouse gases in the U.S. And Gaines says rice production plays a big role.
Generally speaking, when you think of, I guess, rice production, it's usually like flooded fields comes to mind. And constantly flooded fields have anaerobic conditions, which produce methane.
The Rice Project focuses on black farmers because there are fewer of them, and they tend to have fewer resources, like USDA loans.
So Climate Smart is a fairly recent thing.
Eugene Livingston is the state outreach coordinator for the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Louisiana.
And it's now starting to move to the forefront.
He says this new federal investment means that there's now billions of dollars available for conservation projects. And that's money that typically isn't available for everything from experimental equipment to irrigation to farmers trying out new kinds of growing techniques.
So we're looking to get as many new customers in the door as possible because we're going to have plenty of opportunities for them to receive funding.
That includes finding ways to get federal money into the hands of underserved producers, basically people who don't normally get access to USDA funding for their farms. And at Jubilee Justice, this is work they're already doing. They're trying to find ways to waste less because underserved farms are already working with fewer resources.
So the machines, they do all the work.
This year, they're running their own solar-powered rice mill.
We bring it in, and we start it off here in this bin here.
Bernard Nguyen is the operations specialist.
Takes it up this elevator to the first machine. This is the cleaner.
The mill is cooperatively owned by black farmers, which will give each of them a bigger share of the profits from rice production.
The rice will go down through here back up to this. This is the actual mill.
He's been working here for 8 months and says he takes a lot of pride in the work that Jubilee Justice is doing. It's a lot different from his last job at a buffet restaurant.
So you can imagine the amount of food I was throwing away every day. And I was looking at the food going in the trash every day. I was telling the boss, I was like, hey, can I take some of this food? We have homeless people I'm throwing away cases of chicken. No, company this, company that.
He started working at Jubilee Justice. Eventually, the contradiction between the two roles was too much.
It had got to the point of, well, how am I trying to save the planet on one end in the day, and then at night, I'm throwing away pounds of food.
So he let the restaurant gig go.
And that was my shift.
This constant push to come up with better, greener farming techniques has been eye-opening for him.
And to see what's happening in the way that we can farm regeneratively and without harming the community or the soil or the earth, it's been a sight to see.
This new rice mill is a way for Jubilee Justice to scale up. And they're aiming to take what they've learned trying to produce higher quality, higher yield crops while doing less damage to the environment and bring it to more farmers throughout the Gulf South. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Danny MacArthur.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.